Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is me, Reggie B, and this is recorded. I have to change that up because it seems like a tongue twister or like it's dumb. So I'm going to have to change that at some point. But this is the This Is Recorded podcast. Say that fast. Whatever. I got 26 listens. On SoundCloud, or should I say, we got 26 listens. I don't know how, because I feel like I only told like 5 people.
We made it, mama.
This is that look, niggas that hate it. Look, mama, we made it. But anyways, back on topic. Today we want to come to you because a great young man by the name of Vince Staples really inspired this episode, this podcast, because in regards to the whole national anthem protest and everything, this young man, the genius that he is, said, and I quote, "The national anthem don't even slap, though." And it got me to wondering. It doesn't. It's kind of, it never really slapped, especially, you know, for black people that were brought here. Just saying. Yeah, I mean, too many people didn't get really disrespectful with it, but I never really felt the connection to it. And, you know, because liberty and justice for all, now, I know that's not really the truth, but we're not going to go on that. But the main thing is, Vince Staples said, the national anthem don't even slap, though. And that inspired us to go through in our mind and go through in our life, what slaps and what doesn't slap. But for the most part, we're going to go on for what doesn't slap. So,
but what we thought did slap
back really, in the day. It really is hard to come to grips with when something don't slap. And for those of you who don't understand what slap means, like, is it lit for some of you people? Or is it just good for others that can't understand? Slap means good. It doesn't slap means it's not good. Slap, thumbs up. Doesn't slap, thumbs down. Okay. I'm going to stick my thumb in a butt. So, like, Future would say that was good. It slapped. So, anyway, I would like to... I'm just saying, that's a okay, bar. Good. I would just like for you to start off. Give us an example of something that did or didn't slap. Whichever way the spirit take you, you just go with it.
Okay. So I'm going to start it off. Things that I thought were pretty awesome or that slapped. Can you say slapped like past tense or do you just say did slap?
I don't know.
Anyways, I'll say it. Okay. I'm going to start with toys when I was younger. Okay. A Gigapet. Do you remember Gigapets?
Gigapets didn't slap, and my shit died all the time.
Gigapets did not slap.
Like, because my shit died all the time, so I was like, dying. Yo, like, what the fuck? Like, nigga, I go to school and shit. Like,
I can't just...
Yeah,
so you come back, then you gotta, like, push the little... You gotta put, like, a pencil like, in and reset
feed
it.
Feed that nigga and shit.
It was so
and
trash,
like, then he have a little RIP shit, and I, nigga, went to Walgreens and paid, like, $15 for this piece of shit. That's a lot of money.
You bought your own Gigapet?
Yeah, I grew up 12 years old.
Rough, you grew up rough. That's
all my
hard.
Life been pulled. Nah, but Gigapets
didn't
slap. But I'm gonna tell you, I thought you were gonna say a fucking easy bake oven. I thought you
okay,
were going there.
I'm gonna go here and say that easy bake ovens do slap. They do.
Shout out to the dads and
now
the moms that ate.
My dad eats anything, so my dad for sure was eating those cupcakes and brownies out of that Easy Bake Oven.
Then they had, like, you know, McDonald's. Somebody put on Twitter the other day, like, hey, these toy companies really didn't want us to do well in life. Like, they just wanted niggas to just...
I said that in Walmart.
You are Twitter.
Yeah. Really? Like, you don't remember our conversations versus
Twitter?
That's how
it starts,
Twitter.
Guys.
That's I said
starts,
that in
guys.
Walmart. Really?
Wow. I didn't forget. But why did McDonald's ride the wave of the Easy Bake
Oven? I mean, There wasn't a McDonald's Easy Bake Oven.
No, they tried to make like, oh, you run McDonald's and.
No, you work at. That? I don't know about. I guess because it
did
was.
They
just
have their own fake thing like Easy Bake
yeah,
Oven.
Yeah, but really, it was the whole like being able to work behind the register and like take somebody's order. That's fun when you're little.
That's trash.
Yeah. When you're a girl, that's fun. You're trash, and Easy Bake Ovens definitely did slap.
Okay, one for the girls in the Easy Bake Oven.
Okay. Do you have anything else to add? Because I'll move on to the next.
I got a Harley Davidson bike. Mm-hmm. And that's all I really wanted in some trash-ass Power Ranger sneakers. I can't admit that.
Did they light up?
No, they didn't.
No, light up shoes did not slap. Like,
I just. Boy, if you'll get your ass out of here. Oh my god, like, I thought I was so lit with this Harley Davidson bike, but I'm like, this shit is heavy as fuck because it got all this plastic and shit on it, and it's me pressing this button, it wasn't lit, and it had like skinny tires, but this big ass frame, it didn't slap. Aww. So, that was a Christmas gift I really wanted, and it didn't
at
slap.
At least you got it, but it wasn't what you thought it was, so you didn't even use it like that.
Yeah, it was very heavy.
You're ungrateful, is what I hear.
Here's another one. Hit us with another one. Hit him with it!
I'm going to go on to say that I had several, maybe two, Furbies. Furbies did not slap. You remember Furbies?
Okay, so if you would have to choose a Furbies or a troll, they both were fucking trash.
Trolls kind of slap. Like, you're naming toys that you didn't play with.
Trolls are pretty weird because they just sat there.
Okay, but
I'm
going to tell
you. People have a bunch of them. That shit
okay,
is weird.
Okay, I didn't have a bunch.
You're trying to sleep, and then you go watch Tales from the Hood, and then you sit there in a room full of Furbies, and then you got to watch Teletubbies or some shit after.
Okay, well, I would say I didn't have a lot of trolls, but I probably had maybe like 3 to 4, and they would just kind of like be accessories to me playing Barbies, like, oh, you are whatever.
And then they just sat there and looked really weird.
They were weird. I wouldn't want, like, a room full of trolls. But Furbies, I'm going to tell you a story about why I think that
okay,
Furbies
take us
didn't
down memory
slap.
Lane. Okay.
My Furby used to be off, but still used to be, like,
okay,
talking
so
and making
your
sounds.
So your Furby was possessed.
My Furby was possessed. That's okay. Why Furbies did not slap.
Keep him in the house.
They didn't slap for me.
Furbies didn't slap.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Did you? You didn't have a Furby though.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, that would have been kind of like sweet a little bit. Okay, so you want to move on to food that you thought slapped and it didn't. Number one, what's number one?
Spam.
Okay, that's number two. That's number two.
Vienna sausages?
Vienna sausages is number one. And I used to kill Vienna sausages.
Okay, tell us a Vienna sausage.
Like,
story.
I lived off of Vienna sausages for the first, like, couple of years of my life. Like,
okay, so how much would someone have to pay you to eat a Vienna sausage? Right,
you couldn't.
Like, on a scale, on a scale of 1 to 10, how long will it take you to whoop before gag?
Like, before the can is even open.
When you smell that shit, you might be like, whoa!
Yeah, I would pass on a Vienna sausage, but I used to, like, kill them. Like, that was, like, what I would. They were cold. They're disgusting.
What does
and
it,
I'm embarrassed.
What snacks I tell you we used to eat all the time, I can't fuck it. A Swiss roll. I hate
okay,
fucking Swiss
I don't
rolls.
Like Swiss rolls either, but the one you're talking about is an oatmeal pie, and I would argue that
oatmeal
pie
is
still
bro.
A slap. Like, I could. Oh, I'm not embarrassed to
before
say that.
Before I let you go,
pie.
That's. Like, okay.
Oatmeal like, pie is still slap. You got mad.
Oatmeal pie is
anybody
slap.
Anybody would agree that oatmeal pie is still slap. Like, you were like, oh, I ate them too much. Like, that's what kids wanted to eat.
Oatmeal pie is
your mom was fucking lit if she bought you oatmeal pies. And it was shot abuse.
Well,
if
people
she
would come over your house and ask for oatmeal pie. And it's like, come on, bro.
That's you didn't want to share because they slap.
Maybe.
Yeah.
You know what doesn't slap?
Vienna sausage.
Fucking Flavor Aid. My mom, like, it grew up, it was
she
like,
tried.
It was like five of us.
No,
it was like, what
real.
The fuck? Sugar can't even help this shit. This is
no,
bad.
No, you know what? Even you saying Flavor Aid, but Kool-Aid does not slap. That shit is so much.
We just
fucking
lost
sugar.
Like 10 million listeners just now.
Nobody drinks listening. Fucking Kool-Aid anymore.
Yeah,
Kool-Aid, and it's like,
we're sending prayers out to you if you still fucking drinking Kool-Aid.
You're doing bad.
It's okay.
We like, still I would rather you. Drink water. Like,
yeah, just
I'm not drinking.
You know what
it's
didn't
just sugar.
Slap? This is a bar. You know what didn't slap when you were young? What? Water. What the fuck? Like,
I don't like water.
I used to think, like, what's the point of drinking this shit? It don't taste like anything.
Yeah, it was disgusting when you.
It tastes like medicine. Like, whoa.
That's so dramatic. I can't even believe
well,
you.
But then, like, when I was super dehydrated, I was like, this is really refreshing. So that should have told me then, like,
when
maybe
were
you
super
drink
dehydrated?
Water. Like, just playing outside all day.
When you moved here?
No.
Oh, when you were a kid?
When I was a kid. Oh, yeah. Okay. I almost passed out when I moved here, but that's another story for another time.
Oh, my God.
But. What else? Do you have more toys or?
More toys. We moved on to food, babe. Spam, Vienna sausages. Okay, sardines. Shay, you see sardines.
I never had the sardines.
They're fucking disgusting. Like
they smell very
disgusting.
Strong. They smell like segregation.
It smells like, and this is gonna seem overboard. Maybe I shouldn't say it.
Okay. Okay. No, just fuck it. Shoot for it.
I won't say it.
Okay, you was going to say Amistad?
I was going to say, like, coming over, like, slavery, like, being packed in the boat.
Oh,
that's
like,
how it smelled.
And then, like, because that's when, like, niggas was doing planking, and then somebody get on there. So while y'all doing planking, this is what really planking is.
So, that's too dramatic. Damn,
my
see,
nigga,
I shouldn't
just,
have said it.
We just having...
Yeah.
We just doing a little bit.
Anyways, that stunk. That's what I would imagine.
It was stink.
Sardines, also trash. The crackers and cheese with the stick.
Trash. Was Lunchables lit?
Lunchables is on my list.
Lunchables
did not slap.
No, let me defend Lunchables.
Lunchables didn't slap.
Okay.
Did you? Okay,
no.
Let me ask you this.
Let me defend.
Have you ever had
a pizza
the taco
Lunchable is trash.
The taco Lunchable with that meat that you squeeze out of
no,
that and
no,
you eat it
with
cold.
The taco one, did it come with the little chips and the little salsa
no, that
on
was
inside?
The nacho ones. The nacho ones slapped.
They were slapped. You know what didn't slap? The pizza ones.
The
ew.
Pizza ones, well, we used to heat ours up, but you're not supposed to.
Yeah,
once you heat
the
them
pizza
up,
ones
they kind of
slap. Like, I always used to love going on field trips, and, like, I always would get a Lunchable, so I love going on field trips.
My mom used to fry us some chicken when we went on field trip.
Get that chicken, boy. Get that chicken.
She would fry us some chicken.
Oh,
and
trash.
Yeah. So, and all the kids was, oh, can I get a piece of chicken? Can I? No. Can you get your ass out of my face?
Let me, because we have Team Nick, I'm going to go, since we're
nice.
In that ballpark,
nice.
I'm going to go with Doug didn't slap.
Doug did not slap.
I was, like,
I was so disappointed.
I was like, oh shit, Doug coming on tonight. And then we watched it and I was like, yo, Doug was kind of like boring. Like, it was
so
kinda,
boring, I can't even watch it.
I always remember that song, we need more lovers, yo, lay.
Doug doesn't
But
slap.
Then I was like, yeah. And then like Skeeter, he was black, but they made him green.
Yeah.
Because they didn't want to give a black man credit.
Okay, that's really dramatic.
Okay, but you know what did slap? Still watch it every morning at 5 o'clock on Team Nick, and sometimes it come on at 12.
Hey, Arnold.
Hey, Arnold.
Hey, Arnold slaps.
Hey, Arnold slaps. DuckTales slaps. I haven't seen it recently, but I would bet it slaps.
No, Tailspin slaps.
I didn't really, I was,
that's just
I don't
stop,
know
stop
if I really
saying
seen
that.
It.
Stop saying you didn't
Cow and
Tailspin.
Chicken didn't slap. Ed, and Eddie.
Cat Dog did not slap.
Ed, and Eddie didn't slap.
Ed, I didn't really watch it.
It was kind of stupid. Johnny Bravo.
Tom and Jerry still slaps.
Tom and Jerry's the realest. Like, it's
going
to go
Jerry
down as the realest.
Tom and Jerry is, like, the best.
It's going to go down as the realest ever.
It does.
It slaps. Definitely slaps.
Definitely does. Also, what, you want me to say what didn't slap? Oh, All That does not slap.
All that
at all that is like the worst thing. Like trying to watch that is like trying to like watch paint dry. It's so like dry. It's like Saturday Night Live, but for kids, but like trash. Like the
kids
wrote it.
Kids were trash.
But like they wrote it with their feet. It's so
sad. Shout out to the people in the foot fetishes. Y'all all right.
That what the hell?
I'm just saying. Like, I just, you know, sometimes I want to do that.
Right. You're a serial killer. Also, shows that did not slap. The Kardashians don't slap. And I don't understand.
Damn, son, we used to watch that shit.
We used to watch the Kardashians. Also, I have The Flavor of Love. None of the seasons of Flavor
Buck
of Love.
Buck Wild.
Nor the spinoffs, the I Love
Flavor
New York.
Flavor of Love kind of slapped.
It kind of didn't slap. Like, to go back.
It slapped.
When I say does it slap or not, would you watch a rerun of Flavor of
no,
Love?
No, but at the
so
time
it don't slap.
Lit.
We're not talking about whether it slapped. Then
you know
we're talking about does it slap.
Jerry Springer slapped.
Old school
Jerry
Springer.
Jerry Springer. Like, if you're a real one, you remember wanting to be on spring break.
So
or Christmas break.
No, not even.
Whatever,
but just
sick.
Trying to be sick and, like, being glad you could stay home and watch Jerry Springer because they fought for
Jerry
real.
Jerry Springer slapped.
Like, they threw down for real.
Yo, and it was like, you know.
I remember my grandma used to send us, like, tapes when we lived in Germany. And one episode, we used to, like, rewatch it all the time. This dude slapped the shit out of this lady. It was like, I can't believe he just slapped her like that.
Yeah.
Then they carried him off. Then he came back out and was like, sorry, bitch. Like, real.
And then you have the
like,
trash ass.
Can you imagine?
No, then you have the audience member. Hey, it seems like you're with just him, but he's fat, so it must be you're with two people.
Oh!
Jerry! That shit was so trash.
It
like,
was
the
so
audience
trash.
Was so trash.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where Catch Me Outside, girl. She's born from that trash shit.
Yeah.
She comes from that.
Okay, also did not slap, and we watched a lot of this. Yeah. Jersey Shore did not slap. You embarrassed?
Embarrassed?
Did you think it slaps?
Cause this shit gonna go out into the world, so I'm like, I'm embarrassed that we watched it. So,
but maybe it does slap because I didn't tell you the other week, like they had a marathon on and I watched it all day. So it kind of, I don't know if I was just bored. I couldn't find.
They dressed so bad. It was like
they looked so bad.
And then, like, the gym tent.
And it was
laundry.
So dirty. And then
but
they,
that was around the time of the... We was
Snooki
talking about
got
this at work.
Too, remember?
Yeah. They don't really show a lot of shit like that no more. But,
They didn't even show that. They
yeah,
showed
they showed it,
it
one time.
Yeah, if you caught it when it first came on, which we did, because
yeah,
we watched
it. And we was broke boys. We didn't have a lot of rewind shit. And I don't even know if that was big back then or not.
I don't know if that was a thing.
But, yeah.
So maybe we weren't broke.
God, keep it. And then, like, the Kardashians, that's RIP to that show, because that shit
I
is
mean,
just
they
trash.
Reach so hard now, because I think they know. I'm embarrassed that I watched, like, what are we watching it
okay,
for?
Now we're keeping it in that realm. We're going to go straight into the movies.
No. I got one more. One more. Do you remember Forgive and Forget? That talk show.
And then the
person not there.
And they'd be like crying like that.
Oh my, how trash was that show?
It was pretty trash.
Because they don't forgive you because you go up to the door and you wait there, they open the door and they're not there.
It was trash.
It was so bad.
It was trash. But I was going to say, since we're in that realm of like shows that we were just in on around that 2009-ish, 2010 area,
mm-hmm.
The movie Twilight. Oh, God.
I still think it might slap a little
There's
bit.
No hope for that for me.
Maybe it didn't slap.
And then it was I'm a wolf, but I want your love, but I'm a vampire.
No, New Moon was like the best
and I want
one.
Your love.
So I'm not going to allow for you to do
no
that.
No slander? Twilight slander?
I mean, the first and the second one were good, and then it just got
more
ridiculous. Well,
if your friend wouldn't have been a whore, she'd messed everything up. It would have been okay, but she did it, so whatever. Like, I don't like her.
Are you team?
No, Rob Pattinson. Like, he haven't been the same. He did that movie about 9/11, and it was pretty good.
Yeah,
and then
really
I don't know
did.
What happened.
She cheated, yeah.
I see him in the mall, South Lake. Shout out to South Lake. Yeah.
But,
on cologne ads.
Oh, so he's still winning.
He's
okay,
still winning
he out here doing
life.
It. Okay.
Can we go to clothes?
Not yet.
Uh-oh, you're going to keep it in that realm.
Not yet. We're going to... Okay, you said movies. So I have all the Austin Power movies did not slap.
damn.
They did not
allow
slap.
Myself to introduce myself. And it was like, that was trash. But you know, really you know trash. What was lit though? Something about Mary still slaps.
Something about Mary slaps.
Still slaps. Bake their beans! Bake their beans!
You know what?
Is it the Franks or is it the beans? One, two.
We got a bleeder.
That shit okay. was
also, Clue did not slap. And you had to learn that the hard way. It's okay.
I was hoping that she didn't bring that up.
I'm sorry but, that I had to.
I was a Clue young was kid so with no guidance. So I used to watch a lot of movies on HBO and occasionally Skinamax until like one time like I heard it in my stepdad's room as well.
And
I was
got watching weird.
It.
Okay.
It got super weird. So it was kind of like when you see with. Another person through a stall for a dude. That's very fucking weird. you washing your hands looking. And you can just see some eyes through the mirror when you look up, looking at you. You looking at me, looking at you is very fucking weird. So, rest in peace to me ever making eye contact while washing my hands. While I feel like feet is behind me.
Okay.
It got dark.
It got a little bit dark.
It got a little dark. But Clue was very fucking trash. Like, I don't even want to play that game now.
That was very dramatic.
It scarred me.
Okay, so that's why you didn't want to play it the other night when you was at Rachel's house. Okay. JC was trying to play Clue and you
don't
didn't.
Bring this up because okay, I'm hurt by it.
Okay. All right, any more movies? I know it's more, but I couldn't think
it's
of
it. It's a lot of movies, but.
That you thought were good and they're trash?
It's a lot of it ain't too.
When the acting is like so bad. Save the Last Dance, the acting was really bad and I loved Save the Last
Who brought Miss Hollywood to the ghetto club?
Okay, I'm gonna say this too. You got served. The acting. Trash.
The acting was
trash.
Man, they killed Lil Saint. Nigga, that shit was trash.
That shit was
cut!
Trash.
We need to go again.
They didn't even
try. My boy,
try.
I need you to redo it.
All scared, like, a lot of scary movies too.
They were kind of funny though. I'm gonna defend that one. I ain't gonna let you slam that scary movie. When it was, you know.
I'm talking about scary movies, like horror movies.
Oh, yeah, a lot of scary movies were trash.
Because the scary movies, I suppose.
The Jasons are pretty trash. Like, we was watching
the acting movies. What about when we watched that Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
That
like,
was
the real
terrible.
Old one?
That was terrible.
It was horrible. Oh, my God. Okay. What's next?
Are you going to get into clothes?
I didn't have any clothes, but you...
Because this is gonna take us into music, so jersey dresses were always trash.
They
didn't slap.
Never.
A lot of chicks had random ass Celtics jersey dresses.
Shay had a Celtics jersey.
I didn't understand the Celtics jersey dresses.
No, how about in like when we were together and Vicky had that like long jersey dress that she got from the beauty supply store with no team on it.
Oh, gosh. But the jeans, the NBA jeans did slap. Like,
they did.
If you wore a pair now.
Race car jackets didn't slap.
Race car, the Oreos, shout out to everybody who had the Oreo, the Eminem ones. You know what else didn't slap? If you had big feet, Air Force ones didn't slap.
Oh, my God.
At the time, though, they was lit.
They were. Melissa's didn't slap.
Tall tees
slap.
No, because niggas would go overboard and be in a nightgown.
And then did they used to leave the sticker on there?
People used to compare their tees. Like,
did they leave the sticker on there?
At the time, like, okay.
They would say like 5X.
All right, quick story for those who don't know. When tees came out, I didn't know how to do it.
Oh, man.
So I went to Virginia from California for the summer. I went to my local Kmart and I went and got a pack of Hanes t-shirts and I put it on and I thought I was lit and I looked in the mirror and I was like, I don't know. I don't think this is it. And then shout out to my boy Bird. He told me like, nah, we get them from Foot Locker, bro. And it changed my life. Pro Clubs.
That was love. Shout out that you said Bird.
Yeah, I think it was Bird.
You don't know his name? Shout out to him for changing my husband's life.
In my pink tee. Yup, in my white tee. On South Beach. Bars. Don't ever forget.
Yeah, okay. I'm glad you did that.
Are you going to Ching-a-ling?
We're going to go right on into music.
Are you going to go on Ching-a-ling?
Chingy is on my list. However, he's not number one. Number one.
Right
for
there
me,
slapped.
Right there did slap. But, and we got excited to hear it in the
But
car.
Shout out to everybody
right
who
there slapped.
Got his CD.
I had the CD.
And it was trash.
It was so bad.
And, like, that takes a lot back in the day to get somebody to either burn it for you
no,
or you
I,
bought
I,
it.
No, I purchased. Like,
no,
I,
that takes a lot.
Well, my mom bought it. But, I mean, like.
Yeah, my mom bought me
yeah,
this.
Yeah, like, I don't even care. I don't like it.
What other songs? Oh,
he
gosh.
Had, what, Holiday Inn, which was trash.
Holiday Inn was
Holiday
and then, come home if you want to come home with me. I'm only one call away. If you were my
and
baby.
And that was it. Those were the three songs.
Lil Mama, a quarter piece, she far from a dime. Those fucking bars. No ever
He's
disrespect.
He's trash. Another person that is trash is Ludacris. Like, I think we thought okay. that he was very lit back in the day.
Watch out, my outfit's ridiculous. In the club looking so perspicuous. Wow, we went all the crowd. If you hold your head steady, I'm gonna beat the cow. If that shit, I mean, so give me the rhythm of the tail off your clothes and bend over to the front and touch your toes. Got the charge in and put him on foot patrol.
I'm disappointed in you.
I'm disappointed in myself.
Yeah, he's trash.
I thought I had every Ludacris album and I thought he was super lit. And then you told me that probably like a year ago and I went
and
back.
This definitely has been more like 10 years ago. That I've told you.
It only hurt me because I bought Battle of the Sexes. I'm going to go out there and throw it out there. You didn't even know it was
Battle
out.
Of the Sexes?
It was some song that he had around 09-ish, 10.
I know you did.
And I was,
and
I thought
trash.
It was slap.
No,
and then,
the CD did not slap. You tried to play it a couple times and it was trash. Okay.
It's okay.
Also, Bow Wow did not slap.
I remember to the SODEFMOB. That's me, Brat JD. JE, please believe what I do, they ain't never been done. Ohio is where I'm. Shout out to that nigga who couldn't figure out if he was from Ohio, Atlanta, Miami.
Him and Mario didn't
LA.
Know where the fuck they was from. Mario one day was from
Yo,
fucking
Mario,
New Jersey,
Mark,
then
a Mario
from
album
Maryland,
didn't slap
then
though?
He beat his mama. No, Mario slapped.
Mario album.
But he still beat his mama. He still beat his mama.
It's okay.
No, it's not.
We all fall on hard times.
We do fall short. You're right. He's working.
Braid My Hair was like a kiddie version of Give Me That Ass, somehow. But like they couldn't let him say
I asked
hey.
You that. Like is Braid My Hair like literally Braid My Hair or is it a metaphor?
It is.
I mean
from
he
back
was 15, so when the song came out. So well, I never knew if it was like a metaphor. Like do you really want her to literally because he had braids.
He did have braids.
So do you want me to braid your hair for real? Or you want me to like braid your hair? You know?
Whoa. Like, safe word, braid my hair.
You know? I never knew.
Or like you talking on the phone and like your mom, you like you got one of them parents that be picking up the phone. So y'all leave
that's,
cold
that's
names.
That's not one of them parents. That's every fucking parent ever. I'ma pick up the phone and just start dialing.
Yo,
without listening
yo,
for a dial tone.
Shout out to
my
these.
Dad was so notorious for that and then he would realize like damn yo, you on the phone. I need the phone.
Shout out
up.
To these parents. Uh oh. It didn't work. I had technical difficulties.
Uh-oh.
It's okay.
What were you trying to
but
do?
Shout out to those parents who just start dialing numbers and pick up the phone. Or you had you know, I had a step-parent that would pick up the phone and say, Reggie, it's 10 o'clock. You need to get off the phone. Well, I'm trying to put my little Mac down. And that shit
who?
Was trash. Nobody.
Exactly.
Nobody but you, girl.
Exactly. So, watch it.
Okay.
Watch yourself.
So,
next,
what else?
Next.
Before I get beat up.
Right. I'm going to go ahead and say it. Like, T.I. does not slap for me.
This one hurt.
This is a tough one to come to.
This one hurt.
T.I. don't slap. He doesn't.
This one hurt.
Like, when he did that song with Justin Timberlake and
about I've been traveling on this road just, too long.
Babe, I don't need you to, don't do that. But I'm just trying to tell you how he was talking about Falant.
What other song?
All of them are trash.
20 Foes is lit.
Alright, old school T.I. does T.I.P. slap, but he's not talking about anything.
But, like, it sound good.
Yeah.
What is one? Hey, let's get away and get a room on the other side of town. That was lit. I was the only dude in California bumping T.I. trap music.
I'm proud of you for that.
Like, I was a real nigga, that's why. T.I.P. Tip has some songs that slap, but as of late, I don't know.
Yeah, he doesn't. It's also, okay.
We still love him. One more. ATL Zone.
For me, No Limit. Like, the whole...
Silk the Shocker has got to be,
like
the top. I might say, I might say, like women, what the fuck is it? I make him say, nah, 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 do chip. Then I push your lip, and then say, nah, nah, nah.
It's embarrassing.
What?
What are we doing?
But at the time, that song was very lit.
No Limit. Like, everybody at the time wanted to, like, wear Army Fatigue all the time and, you know, rap about it. But it was really trash.
It wasn't like, make him say, No Limit. You know what that slap? Herpes.
Did you say herpes?
Herpes slaps. Yeah, it should slap
herpes
your dick.
Does slap.
It burns.
Yeah, fucking
like
idiot.
Yeah, that's bad.
Things. Okay, for me, I'm going to go ahead and say what does slap music wise. Spice Girls for me still slaps.
So
like, I would
tell
go
me what
to,
you want, what you really, really
I
want.
I would go to a Spice Girls reunion tour. Like, I'm waiting for that. And I would be there.
What about a B2K? What about a Scream tour 2017?
Oh my God. I would,
coming this fall.
I never got to go to Scream tour. And that's like blasphemous. That's like
Scream
for the
tour
culture.
Was for the culture. It was a big deal. Shout out to the dude from Hoes, the last Scream tour they had. He would, like, steal all of Bow Wow's parts. Like, hey, nigga, I wrote this song. Well, I didn't write this song. He was standing right there. He just let the dudes rap harder
That's
than
weird.
He did.
That's really weird.
It was really weird. Like, y'all was in a movie together, and then all of a sudden, this nigga's like...
Bow Wow did that, though. He would, like, be,
he'd be
real
friends
cool
with
somebody. You know what?
Gay for that.
Soulja Boy does not slap.
Marco Polo.
Soulja Boy never slapped.
She got a dunk. All the ratchets love. She got a dunk.
It still doesn't slap.
Shout out to A-Rab. We don't know what happened to you, but man, you somewhere in the world. SOD. They say, hey, big Soulja ain't from the hood. I guess he is. Dipset Anthem. They are trying to, I don't know if you know, but they have a petition going around with 400,000 signatures, or it might be 40, that says that the national anthem should be replaced with the Dipset anthem. Is that blasphemous?
What's the Dipset anthem?
Ooh, yeah, yeah. Oh, oh, it doesn't ring a bell. You're not black.
No, sing the rest.
She was born in Germany, guys.
Is that like a Nazi joke?
No, that's tasteless.
Yeah, that is like a lot of shit going on in the world. That's
whoa,
not
whoa,
cool.
whoa. You trying to get fucking like people
somebody
after
sleeping
me?
On that couch tonight.
Whoa, don't get people
don't call
after
me a Nazi because I was born in Germany.
I didn't call you a Nazi.
You did.
Said,
you called me a white supremacist. I'm fucking over it.
Whoa. You're going too far here. I'm going to have to pull
you're
up
gonna
the dip
you
going to
kick me off the show
set.
Now?
Yeah. You Jamal Hill?
Yeah.
Damn.
That's what I said.
Aww. All right, here we go. Do you still not know it? Aw, you're not black.
Didn't like Dipset.
We're going to end it there, guys.
Dipset didn't slap. I'm going to say that.
What is wrong with you?
You're so disgusted with me right now. I didn't like Dipset.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Wow. Like, I wasn't so huge on Dipset, but their songs did slap.
I mean, some of their songs that I knew slap, but I didn't like.
What was Cameron saying sometime?
I don't.
I treat bitches straight up like Simon Says, open vagina, put your legs behind your head. I was like, what the fuck? like, no, whoa!
Like, yeah, like, also, remember that thing Ray J said? Like, when you drop into a low, then you come into a split. Like, it was so much fucking
on Sexy Can I. Hey, Ray J, please call us up at 1-800-SHUT-THE-FUCK-UP.com.
Hot 107.9.
What the fuck were you saying? When you drop it to a spoon, when you make it to a spoon, when you do it right
there. I know it was way too fucking much. And, especially because that fucking sex tape they had was boring.
That shit was but snoozer.
So, like, you talking about all that extra shit and y'all were fucking
that wasn't
like,
happening. They was up there fucking rubbing Bengay on each other and shit.
It was
for
really,
lube.
It was just.
That shit was whack.
It was boring.
And we speaking of that sexual shit, and we spoke about this earlier, T.I., he had a fetish a couple years ago about it better be no hair down there. You know, I don't like it with no hair down there. Like, bro, why do you keep...
He kept saying that.
He had a bad experience.
He also said that the girl that he was messing with on the school bus...
Okay, hot take. Talk about it, because we talk about this a lot. I don't know if people were paying attention.
He said she let me finger fuck on the school bus. She was kind of slow. That's what he said.
She gave it up, but she was kind of... I know a bad girl. She was kind of slow. She let me finger fuck in the back of the school bus.
Yeah. It wasn't cool because she was retarded.
But he won't say her name because she's married now.
Say her name because she's married
She... Like, okay, so T.I.
Why are you doing that?
You were messing with a semi, like, slow girl. But she was slow. And now...
Maybe he meant slow, like, because she would let them do whatever. But maybe
I don't
not.
Know.
Yeah, she was kind of slow, like in the like she had like four people in her class or whatever, you know.
I don't know, but
anyway,
that was pretty weird.
That is weird. That's another reason why he don't slap for me, because that was too much.
So it kind of got like you felt touched after that.
Cause it was like, why would you even say that? Why would you do that?
It's kind of like when people defend Michael Jackson, but then they're like, "Would you let your kids stay over there?"
Hell no, ew.
We just asked your mom that this weekend.
She was like,
"Ew, hell no."
But she was also trying to defend them too.
She was trying to defend him. It's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, one, here comes the two to the three to the four. Everybody drunk out on the dance floor.
Jaquan kind of slapped though. So.
Get Tipsy was a Negro spiritual. No, it wasn't. I reached.
I'm gonna allow it.
If you're here right now, you would kind of.
I would start doing like the chicken head.
You kind of would get a little.
I would do the chicken head right now.
I remember he had a song called Hood Hop. I thought it was lit.
Dirty, we hop, yeah.
Best rapper, Slow Down. From the St. Lunatics.
The one with the mask.
Yes. He was pretty lit.
Okay.
You know, so, in other words, we just want you to know, like, certain things slap, certain things did not slap. So, if you listen to this on the Apple iTunes podcast app, please subscribe to This Is Recorded in all caps, and write us a review, give us 5 stars, or you can hear us on SoundCloud under This Is Recorded, and just... leave some comments. Tell us what slapped and what didn't slap. Or if we don't slap. Maybe this shit is like, y'all niggas is bored and y'all probably need to do something else. But if so, if you think that, your mom don't slap. But have a good night. I want to bring us out with a song. I'm trying to find a song that really slaps. But I don't know. I can't go with it. I can't find one.
So just don't worry about it then.
No, I want to.
You want me to sing us out?
Yeah, go ahead and
sing
us out.
I would not. I'm not going to do it.
Come on.
I'm leaving.
Think of one.
No. Think of one what?
A song that slapped. I'm gonna leave us with this. This is an outro. Yeah. Hands up.
Ow.
Hey. Hold up. Ladies. Womp. Ladies and gentlemen, this is recorded. have a great night, great morning, great evening. Peace.